Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome all of you fans and friends that have tuned in tonight to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, the founder of this wild show and the fun person that's ready to have fun with you guys on Wednesday night. I know that a lot of you are calling in right now, and you're getting a hold of us at that 773-897-6461 number. And keep a hold of it. You're going to have fun tonight. We've got a lot of prizes. We've got a lot of fun. We have a special guest, and we have the phenomenal one of our psychics that's been with us for quite a long time. You know her as the phenomenal wild one, and we call her just Dina. But we're going to be able to get here together and get all of you guys going on the fun of it. So those of you tuning in to the show, I know of quite a few of you are looking for it. Make sure that you get a hold of us there on the WW site, www.psychicsgonewild.com, and get in for those prizes. Let's have some fun here. A lot of individuals have asked me, what is the topics? What's going on with you guys? You're doing, this is October, and we have me and Dina Flanagan here with the wonderful, phenomenal Dr. Johann Carl Kalman. So those of you who are tuning in, we're going in together. We're working with this energy. We're saying Dr. Carl Johann Kalman. I had to turn it around, so we're going to call him. If it's okay, I would just like to call you Dr. Kalman, if that's all right. How are you, Dr. Kalman?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And those of you that tune in, Doctor, you know, they're asking, well, Dr. Kalman has consistently argued that the Mayan calendar is about the evolution of consciousness. He's changing people on the inside rather than the catastrophe. We're talking about global mind. It's mapped in the Mayan calendar. We're going to have a very fun time. Those of you tune in, we're going to discuss energy. We're going to be doing what we always do anyway. We're going to be giving you those psychic readings, and we're going to be going into a very positive talking about ancient civilizations. This is our month about the unique, the different, the actual eccentric part of where we are in the world. And we've got a phenomenal guest here tonight that's going to talk to us about some things. He's got 72 things that Volume 1 explains, to those of you tuning in. So make sure you go on the site there and look on his website as we're going. I've got a lot of you guys gotten to call. We got a lot of calls. And I say we, and you guys notice how I keep saying that. Well, I've got the person that's hanging on here the most, the strongest, the phenomenal American certified psychic. This is the individual that you go to when you really want to know the truth. This is the individual who was born with this gift and has always been able to not only see and sense the energies on the other side, but has been working at a level that's really good. That is the certified professionally reader, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited for the show tonight. I can't wait.
I love it. And Dina, we are here with the doctor, and I know that we have a lot of fans asking. They're going, Dina, have you been doing mediumship work? I read about it, and I heard that you were doing work here in Maine. Do you want to tell everybody about what's going on with the mediumship work?
Yeah, I do a lot of mediumship work, and I just did a big gig in Massachusetts, and I did one in Maine. I got one coming up in New Hampshire at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, but I am able to talk to your passed on loved ones or anybody you want to talk to from the other side. And I do it in a different way, as such that I have you tell me who you want to call in. And so I can push everybody else aside that tries to come in for you and just have that person come straight in to you and talk to you. And that's how I do it. And it's really, really awesome. People tend to really love it, and so I do that. I've been doing that for over 28 years.
Love it. And Dr. Cullman, we've got here on you on the collective consciousness, and I'm just very excited. I got to tease all of you guys. Jethro's all happy, yeah, because we've got a phenomenal gentleman that's agreed to come on that is working with the origin of orbs. We, as psychics, we've always talked with the people. Can you talk to us a little bit about the origin of the orbs and what you're talking about with the collective consciousness?
Yes, absolutely. collective consciousness, what my book is about, is really what you know, what I call the global mind. In other words, the book demonstrates that we are actually all, we think of our minds as being individual, but in fact. We're all connected to one and the same global mind. We sort of download a global mind. And then, of course, we use this global mind individually in our own particular ways. But nonetheless, we are connected through this global mind. And this is a global mind that ultimately emanates from the core of the Earth. And it gives a completely different way of looking at our history and who we are and so forth. To begin with, it tells us that we're all connected, but also that this mind, this global mind that we are connected to, is not a static one. It undergoes change. It evolves in accordance with certain wave movements, and so that's the reason why we, you know, will see that civilizations will rise and fall. It's because the global mind that have given rise to these civilizations actually is developing or evolving in accordance with a wave movement. I forgot there was a second question you had there.
It's all right, Dr. Cullman. I'm so excited to have you here, and you're answering exactly what we're talking about with metaphysical as we're doing the belief. Dean is a healer, and I'm getting the energy going along. You know, it's like you two are both explaining the same thing. The question is about asking with the orbs, you know, the orbs and the energy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right. So I talk a lot about the orbs that exist in ancient times. The mind then that we have today is not the same mind as existed 5,000 years ago, because it has evolved according to a certain time plan that is given by the Mayan calendar. But I believe that we can, when we look at ancient inscriptions and temples and so forth, we find evidence that they also could see orbs in those days. But they called it something different. They called it winged discs. And this is something that they have found, especially in the ancient cultures in Egypt and Sumeria and all in the Middle East. And it's basically, it's a ring or a circle, and sometimes there is something in the circle, which is some kind of a divine energy that is being brought by this winged disc. And the wings in ancient times simply symbolized that this has a divine origin. So we can see those in these over in many different places in if we go back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years and look at the temples in Egypt and so forth. But then there's been a phenomenon more recently where we've seen these kind of orbs, and it's usually associated with the fact that we now have a certain camera technology with the digital cameras and photography and so forth. And especially when you are at the event where there is some kind of a, you might say, spiritual energy, and you take a photograph of the people that participate in a ceremony, or they've been just maybe undergoing some kind of transformation of themselves, you will find that these photographs taken at such events also very often display orbs. And recently I also saw a wonderful picture of a little girl, 1 or 2 years old, who had just been given some kind of a blessing, and she had this orb around her head, you know, indicating, looking like a halo, basically. And this is something that's coming back. It has to do with the fact that in our current time, a new wave has been activated. As I mentioned, the Mayan calendar describes waves of evolution that is transferring aspects of the global mind to us. And at the current time, or a few years ago, I would say late 2011, a new wave was activated, and it was prepared for a little bit earlier than that, maybe 10 years earlier or something like that, that allows us to download a mind that appears like a golden orb. Sometimes these orbs will also have like pictures in it. You can see, if you're a ninja, you will see Ganesh or Hanuman or something like that in these orbs. They have some kind of a, you can see some kind of divine symbolism in it. And this is something I believe we'll see just more and more of. But it's not a time that's phenomenon. It was gone for hundreds of years, but we do find it when we go back to the very roots of civilization about 3,000 years ago.
I love it. And now we're looking here, and you know, Dina, you and then Dr. Coleman here, our phenomenal scientists, have a lot in common. Dina has always been able to see the other energies, and we've had discussions about this, that I know that I would work with the orbs there in Sedona. I had very good success. But Dina, you were one of the first individuals to bring this up on the set when we talked about it, that you also were saying this with different energies of this, that this was around and had always been part of it. Dina, are you one of the psychics who believe these are actually mediumship work, or are these orbs? What is your thoughts on orbs, Dina?
Well, it's very interesting because I love this subject, because a lot of my pictures do have orbs in them, and I have been able to blow them up, and inside you can see, like Dr. Coleman was saying, you can see symbols or whatever. And one I blew up has a man and a woman sitting facing each other, and then some really fancy, you know, work around it. And I've always been fascinating, and I wondered what that's coming from, because other orbs don't necessarily have that. They all have something different. Like, I've noticed, I mean, just thousands of orbs I've studied, and they all have something different if you're lucky enough to catch the image in it. But I feel like it's energy. It's definitely energy, and I know the energy is heightened. So it's coming in, like Dr. Coleman's saying, it's coming back around, it's coming in, because it's a time for the energy to be heightened. So now you can see things, you know, not with the naked eye, but with the camera eye. And so now we can see them, and you can feel them, because they do move around too. You can see, watch them moving. You can watch them like they have an energy to them, and they go from here to there, you know, like they bounce or fly or whatever. And I don't know if Dr. Coleman, have you ever experienced that, or what is your thought there?
If I can see them, or sorry, about what? I couldn't quite hear.
What do you feel that they can move and you know, there's different qualities to them? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They have different qualities, I would say. But I also think that when, you know, sometimes I've seen these pictures where an orb actually merges with the head of a person. And I believe very much that this is sort of something we're downloading at the current time. And that's why we see them at spiritual events, because that's where people are undergoing transformation. And as people are undergoing transformation, then they will be more inclined to download this new energy, this new expression of a new global mind, simply, I would say.
Mm. And a picture was taken of me where there was actually a pattern of there was four or five like that made like a halo around my head. but they were collectively, not just one. And then there was some on different parts of my body, you know, some pressure point parts. And what does that usually mean?
I don't know, but I think it's, you know, you probably that you at that particular point in time attracted these. You were undergoing some kind of transformation, and then you attract these orbs. That's my point.
Nice. Excellent. I love that. And now, and those of you tuning in tonight, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. It's Wednesday. We've got Dina Flanagan and the phenomenal Dr. Carl Johan Kalaman. And we are talking about orbs. We're talking about energy. We're talking about the fun of the evolution of humanity. Those of you tuning in, Dr. Kalaman is one of the... remains the most important source to gas the divine plan from the evolution of humanity. So those of you talking about how the Mayan calendar does that, there's a lot of you guys going, what is going on, Jethro? You guys are getting really wild and fun. I want you to know that I think that Dina has a good orb, but I can't look because Jethro won't let me on the phone. I am letting you on the phone. You guys quit teasing us. Have some fun. We're having fun here. Dr. Carl, I got to tell you, I listened in tonight. I think that it's very fascinating. You seem like a very strong person. I know this is silly to ask, but can you tell us your astrology? Because I feel you're a very positive, strong person. They're asking what your astrology is, your sun sign.
Oh, I see. The Chaldean astrology. I'm a Taurus in that.
Okay.
And for me personally, you know, I essentially follow the Mayan astrology, and in that I'm a Jaguar. So it's a different system, so to speak. But in the Chaldean system, I'm a Taurus.
Excellent. So those of you who tune in, now this is very phenomenal. I'm glad you brought up now can you explain, I know this is, and please bear with me, some days I have my moments, and I'm having one tonight, unfortunately, with keeping up with my energy. It's just been a long day. Explain to me, please, doctor, how you said you're a Jaguar. Is it's not like the Asian calendar by year, is it, or is it by month? How does it decide? I mean, we know that Taurus is May. How does the Mayan calendar do that? Because that's a cool one. I want to be a Jaguar.
It is a nice one to be, you might say. It's a sign that supposedly has a lot of connection to the earth, and it's also the idea that the jaguar is an animal that can see in the dark. So I'm very meaning you can see things. I would say it's psychic things or something like that. So I'm happy to be that. Well, no, it has a completely different structure. Compared to the Chaldean system, where you know each month has a certain sign, or the Chinese system, where every year has a particular sign, it works differently. So every day provides a new sign, you might say. So, for instance, today it is water, and tomorrow it is dog, and the day after tomorrow is monkey, etc., etc. And then, so there are 20 signs like that, you know, follow one day after another. And in addition, there is a number. And so today, then, the number is 3, and it goes from 1 to 13. And these numbers are then connected to these day signs. So today we would be 3 water in this particular system. And then you go ahead and make based on the day that a person is born, then you make a chart in quite a similar way, you might say, but no, not similar, but in principle, the same idea is the same, in the sense that the energy of birth is something that tells you about what kind of a personality, what kind of destiny that you will develop later in life. And so each one of these day signs have certain characteristics, And I have found it to be very useful and very precise. It's different in that it's not linked to the planets. It's just these metaphysical energies that is carried by day in the Mayan calendar system. And it's a lot of fun. The easiest way is just to give somebody the day sign and the number on which he or she is born, but then you can construct a little bit more complex chart as well, where you add what is the female energy of a person, what is the male energy, what is the future energy or the past energy. So there's a future energy, which in my case then would be wind, meaning that I'm guided, that's where I'm going, so to speak. It's a future, that is the particular energy that pulls me forward, although I'm born in the energy of Jaguar. And it goes into another world of making charts and making giving perspective on people's individual fates and characteristics.
And phenomenal, Dina. I mean, we got the guest. Thank you, Doctor. I know Dina's going here. We've got someone teasing. They said, Jester, we think you're the monkey and Dina is the meow. Come on. I'm going to get Chicago. I think they like Dina. We are doing Psychic Monopoly for all of you guys. Call in the 844-935-7200. We just had Georgia taken by Jan Bach Drakey. Georgia called in, and so actually she is the monopoly of, she's got Georgia, the state. There's 50, you know, all the states of the United States. Call it from your state and leave a message. Say, Jethro or Cindy, this is. Give your name, and then you can say your state, or we'll look it up, your area code, but we're having fun. Dina Flanagan took over Maine, New Hampshire, Montana, Idaho. She just took it back over from Linda Irwin. This is getting intense. So those of you that are keeping track, you're going to be able to win those prizes. Go on to PsychicScumwall.com, put in. Tonight we're going to be giving away a Psychic Jethro t-shirt. Blue Moon Treasures has added two jewelries to it. Remember, last month was the moon. We have a beautiful 7 semi-precious stone crescent moon necklace. It will be on Facebook on the Real Psychics Gunwald Room for those of you. We just hit over 53,000 fans. We love you guys. So then you guys that are putting into the room, make sure you go over there. You know, we're having fun. There's an individual writing to me, why isn't Jan in tonight? Jethro, she's a Jaguar. I love her. Every time I listen to her, she tells me about my totem. Jan's in the room. Go into the room, you guys. She's on Thursday night. Her and Lynn Breesdale from Canada and Linda Irwin. I know you've got questions, Dina, here. I apologize. They're pushing the buttons. We've got a couple of them. They promised she will read for you guys. They're telling me, Dina, I have to ask you this. I had to write Jethro and know about this. Dina, I have a friend of mine who's been using Reiki, and now she claims that she is pregnant. She is telling us that she has been touched by a guide. I think it was the guy next door. Is this possible? Is there a star? There's no way that she could be pregnant. Is she? Okay. What is going on? I think this woman thinks she's pregnant by Reiki. Help her, Dina.
Was that what she signed up for?
Exactly. I love it. You're right. Dr. Coleman, if that's what she signed up for.
No.
Dina.
No, she may be energetically pregnant, but no. It takes a male.
And we're still in that conventional way. There was a story about a star in the east, and he went on to be phenomenal, but the rest of us are still doing it the old conventional way. We love you. Thank you, Deanna, for writing in. You're going to win yourself a silver crescent moon from Blue Moon Treasures for putting in tonight. Yes, we know you're a Dina fan, and you got to have two more people in Washington to put in, and Dina will take over Washington. But right now, Washington is being held by Patty Negri on Friday, so keep playing Psychic Monopoly. I know you guys love to play that. We have a lot of fun. There will be winners of it. This week we gave out a lot of prizes to you. Those of you who got those in the mail, we want to thank all of you that let me know. It was very nice. Make sure you hang on to the stamps. Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, Jan Bachtraeke, Linda Irwin. Hang on to those stamps because they'll be prizes too. That's the Gone Wild. Tonight, we are lucky to have two. We have a certified psychics, Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan, here with the phenomenal Dr. Carl Johann Colliman. And we are discussing about the Mayan calendar, orbs, and a lot of metaphysical. We are so honored to have this phenomenal scientist here with us, working with the ancient civilizations. I know that you, Dr. Colliman, have talked about the situations and the work of even like the flood and Noah's Ark, the into a floating state of consciousness. I'm just phenomenal. Can you give us, I'm really picking your brain. I know we're going to buy your book too, and I've got one of them on order, but I just haven't got it here. I'm going to be giving away some of those prizes. I'm going to buy a few of Dr. Colliman's books, and we'll be giving those prizes. I got people writing it all over, and I thank you, Doctor. But can you explain a little bit about that? With the you feel that the flood and Noah's Ark are a floating state of consciousness?
I'm sorry. Connection failed there. Could you tell me again? Can you hear me?
I apologize. It's because you got such strong energy. It is the phones. Our phones, I think, are having a baby, and it's Mercury retrograde. What we're going through, the guides are telling me that you, am I correct that you think why Noah was said to have, you know, been the Noah's Ark was part of our consciousness and it going into basically a release of it. Am I correct? Am I reading this right?
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. You disappeared, and the connection wasn't good.
Okay, it's what my was looking at, and what they're talking to me about is with the guys. Let's try something a little different about why Washington D.C. was built where it was. Why it's the hub of our sacred geometry. I do go there, and it is.
Okay. Yes, I can deal with that. So one of the special things that my recent book, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization, deals with is the fact that there is a different. We talk about the Eastern civilization and the Western civilization, and if you look upon it historically, you may see that the world has always been. Or always, for at least a few thousand years, as we can track backwards, we can see that there are certain qualities in the East that are different from the qualities in the West. In the West, we've always thought about individual rights and these kind of things, whereas in the East, there's been more of a collective system of governance, and the religions in the East are quite different from the religions in the West. And so forth. And what my book reports on is a very interesting and very recent finding, which tells us that the inner core of the Earth, which is the crystalline core of the Earth, is actually divided in an eastern and a western hemisphere. And the Western Hemisphere is more the surface area of the inner core in the Western Hemisphere is more crystalline, whereas in the Eastern Hemisphere it's melted. And I would say, because we're all connected to this inner core, this crystallization accounts for a different way of thinking, maybe a more compartmentalized thinking, and so forth. And the dividing line between the Eastern and the Western Hemisphere of the inner core goes through Rome, basically. So it goes basically through Europe, as you might expect, because there is an Eastern part there and the Western part, and so forth. Now, what that means is that if you go from Rome, where the Vatican is and the center of Christianity and all that kind of stuff, and then you go 90 degrees, which is a quarter of the circumference of the Earth, and you go 90 degrees towards the west, you come to the 77th longitude west, and that becomes the midpoint of the Western Hemisphere. And it turns out that on that particular longitude, which then has a real meaning in terms of the inner core of the Earth, on that longitude is located Washington, D.C. So there is a background in the structure of the inner core, and I do want to say this is not something I'm sitting here sort of accessing psychically or something like that. This is something that was published 3 years ago in the scientific literature, that the core of the Earth has a different structure on the eastern and the western hemisphere, and if you want to know where the exact middle of the Western Hemisphere is, you should go to Washington, D.C. So my thinking is that originally the United States was formed in Philadelphia, and it was the original capital of the United States. But then I would say that the pull of this particular line emanating from the core of the Earth made them shift the capital, so it ended up in Washington, D.C. And because of this connection to the line in the core of the Earth, there's all kinds of sacred geometry and lines and so forth that you see manifested on the surface of the Earth in the form of how Washington, D.C. was architecturally conceived and so forth.
I love that. And those of you tuning in tonight, I want to tease all of you new listeners and older listeners. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro. I'm the founder and the creator of this show. We are tonight here Wednesday nights. We have a new model of show. We brought a phenomenal guest here tonight, Doctor, and there will be a few phone readings, but we've changed our model. We've always had a 10-minute rule that we give a 5 or 10-minute for those of you that want a reading. I have a lot of you writing in, so just so you do realize, there are Psyche Gone Wild is a different show than the other part of the other system out there. We are now working with Encrypton Radio, and we will be with iHeart Radio. So both radios are become part of this family, so our shows have become a little more different. If you are looking for that quick reading, you might want to go ahead and go. We will pick up a couple calls. We have a full queue. I have a lot of people. I have people writing me. The reason we've stopped that is we've had so many individuals continually call in 15 times a week and have all of us read them. It's fun for you guys, but it's not right to go to the Oracle. What we do is me and Dina take our energy and raise it. So we're welcoming all of you guys, and I do love all of you. We love the listeners. I love all of you writing, but that's what's going on different. This is Psyche's Gone Wilder, so be ready to go there. Those of you tuning in, I have a couple of you going, Jethro, I always love your readings, but you've noticed that since you've become really well-doing and you've raised your rate, you're not reading as much for me. I got a question for that. That's true. I do this to pay my bills, and that guy named Bill keeps looking out of my mailbox, so I have to deal with him. So I love you guys, but we all here to do that. So we're having it. Doctor, we've got a lot of people loving you, and thank you for coming on. We're going to hang on just a minute here. We've got a couple of them. We will let them in. Dina's fans are starting to break down the door, and if I don't let a few of them in, I get called names that aren't pretty for no reason. This is Psychic Jethro, and I want to welcome you. 610, would you have a question for Dina, a metaphysical one? You were so patient a while ago when I was finding my way through the buttons.
Oh, thank you. I am really needing to know any feedback, if possible, around my work life. It seems to be completely plateaued, and I don't know if that's appropriate to this point or not.
Okay, what's your name?
Marilyn.
May I start, Dina, if that's all right? I do feel the energy here, and I'm giving Dina a chance. We've got a lot of guide work and a lot of people going. I know you guys are hearing all this stuff. Just bear with it, because that's part of this radio station. We have a lot of energy. Marilyn, I'm feeling that it is priority with what we're talking about, because we've got a doctor here talking about orbs. He's going to talk about the pineal gland. This man is phenomenal with proving the energy that is here with our humanity. And they're telling me that where you're headed and things happening for you, Marilyn, is a situation that's going to be there. Yeah, I feel like there's something with work or something that's going on with you, that there's like more avenue for you. They're telling me to expand what's going, and I feel like you've put out an effort for a job or a work career, that there's other things blocking. Is this making sense?
I feel very blocked in all areas, but I have almost no income right now, and I'm in panic mode. I hadn't been, but it's getting down to the wire 2 or 3 months into this.
What are you seeing, Dina, for this lovely lady? Let's help her, because you can see she needs it.
I'm feeling like somehow you've gotten a little off your path, so you just kind of need to get back on it. Now, you're saying you're down to little or no income, but yet you're asking about your work. So,
well, because I consider that as a source of income. I don't have work right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's why I'm like, I was kind of confused why he was asking about your work. But anyway, so I feel like that you just need, you haven't been on the right path. That's why everything's blocked up right now. And I feel that once you get on the right path, that things will start to unblock and free up for you. But right now, I'm also feeling like there's some lessons to be learned in this, of patience, of perseverance. That's what they're showing me. So the job, a job will be out there for you, but at this exact moment, it's not the right time because you're going through all this other growth and healing. So they're telling you not to panic. Try not to panic, because things will work out okay for you. Sometimes, a lot of people, what they have a hard time doing is living in the now. You know, they start panicking because, oh, God, what if I can't pay that bill, this bill? Well, you just kind of have to trust and live in the now that, you know, things will get taken care of. But when you live in the fear mode, you know, of panic and, oh, God, then a lot of times that's what blocks you up.
Well, I wasn't in that mode until the last couple of weeks. The first couple of months I was fine. I've been volunteering, you know, looking in different areas, trying to explore different things. And now I'm like, okay.
Well, no, you're on the right path as far as looking. But to this point, you haven't been on the right path for jobs. So I feel like something different is going to open up. That's what I was telling you. So you just have to kind of trust that it is going to be there, because it will be there. It may not be exactly at your time. You might be, you know, still that sort of panicky mode. But if you get rid of that, then things will flow a lot easier. That's what they're showing me.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you for calling in. We hope we help. I'm glad you called in. And thank you for being so patient. You're a sweetheart. I will send you an abundance prayer. And if you contact me at Psyche's Gone Wild and let me know who you are, you also will win a very positive necklace from Blue Moon Treasures. It's one of those lucky ones that should bring some finances your way. It never hurts. It's a charm that would be given to you as a present for playing along with Psyche's Gone Wild.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Marilyn. We're going to go on over here and grab us. Speaking of, we need to know what our sponsors are. Tonight we have the most phenomenal Dr. Carl Johann Coleman here tonight with Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, and we have our sponsor.
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the metaphysical shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
Little wild there. We obviously went a little cooler. That was a fun one. That was our wonderful Blue Moon Treasures marketing ad. I've got a tease of you guys that are writing to go, Jethro, why is it that every time I call in, I never get to hear Gina tell us the stories about how she heals? We know that she healed a friend of mine through the radio. This is Deanska. Deanska, you've got to get a hold of her at psychicsgunwall.com and get that set up. We do those, and we will have them on. We have a lot of you individuals that are calling in tonight. We're having a blast. We want to thank you. I know that there's another question I have for the doctor, and I'm going to tease you, Dr. Kellerman. Is this exactly creeping you out? You're really quiet, and I'm not sure. As a scientist, do you think we should be investigated? We're a little crazy?
No.
Oh, thank you. We are having such a fun time. And those of you tuned in here, you know, you've got to check it out. You know, the doctor was talking about this. He has a very phenomenal, The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. And it's a phenomenal book. It's the first volume in the Paradigm Shift Trilogy. And it is just phenomenal. I know a lot of you guys are writing me. You can purchase through mybookorders.com. I'm sending out some of you guys. Definitely get the book. You've got, there's a couple of books here that the doctor has. We have Solving the Great Mystery of Our Time, The Mayan Calendar. It was a 2001 book. It's phenomenal. I know of The Mayan Calendar and The Transformation of Consciousness. And these are all books by our doctor that's here, our wonderful guest that me and Dina were fortunate to have come on, and we love him dearly. The Purposeful Universe, How Quantum Theory and Mayan Cosmology Explain the Origin and Evolution of Life. So I've got a lot of you guys going, Jethro, we are having such a fun time. We found out he's a Taurus, and we found he's a that he also is a Jaguar. I think your guest just rocks, and I'm so glad that you took this to a different level. I listen to shows all the time, and all I hear is everybody else's stories. It's nice to hear someone who really is interested in talking about ways with our metaphysical. Gina, I have to ask this question of you. And 2 months ago, my husband and me were working together, and I have helped him look at his chakra and see it. Now he tells me that I need to help him become clairaudient. Is there any guidance you would give me to get my husband to be more psychic?
Yeah, there's definitely daily practices that you can do, which, you know, you try to always, like, guess who's going to call on the phone, or who you're going to get mail from that day, or what, watch a game show and try to get the answer. You know, there's all those daily things that you can get that part of his brain to work, to open up, and then it just becomes normal and natural. It's just using that part or that energy. And so you can do that. And you can even try to do exercises with him, like, you know, try to have him figure out what you're thinking or write things down on a piece of paper. There's many different ways you can also Google different exercises to try to exercise that part of your brain and make it fun, because, you know, you got to kind of make it fun.
I love this. And those of you tuning in tonight, we have the author of The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. Some of you that are tuning into this, listen to what is one of the things written about this phenomenal book by Dr. Carl Johan Kalman, PhD. The first novel idea about the rise of civilization in many decades, James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, says that this is the first novel idea about the rise of civilization in many decades. Very phenomenal book. You can get this book for less than almost, if you buy EPUB or if you go for soft cover, you can get it for $18. You can't beat this book. This is a trilogy. Those of you that are trying to get into working and understanding the energies of it. I know that I have a couple of friends writing me right now. They're going, Jethro, I looked up the site. This man is great. Doctor, I've got a couple of emails here for you. Do you mind if I just read you a couple of emails and would you answer them for me? I've got one here that's saying, does the doctor believe in the fact that individuals' pineal glands are also being awakened by the other energies? And he talks about the shift change. I'm very excited. What does the doctor feel about what's happened to our pineal glands in the last decade?
Well, yeah. I have a new way of looking at the role of the pineal gland, because this is an organ in the brain that, you know, for a long time it's been considered to have all kinds of magical properties. You might say it's been considered the third eye. It's the sort of part of this gland is actually, if you dissect it, it also looks like an inner kind of an eye. And the French philosopher René Descartes would say that this is the place where the soul and the body connect, and that kind of thought has been quite prevalent in at least some time ago, and certainly if you go to India, where the women have always these bindi at their forehead to enhance their ability to look through this third eye. Now, the way I look upon it is that this particular gland that is located in the center of our brains, that's really where that's the point where we connect the mind that we're downloading from the earth. We're downloading the earth, the mind, which is a sort of a metaphysical structure, if you like. The mind is not something that is created by our brain. That's a very important thing to know. The mind is not created by our brains. It's something that our brains are downloading from the earth. And so, but in order for this downloading to work, there has to be a center where this mind is being anchored, you might say. And that point is then the pineal gland. And this explains something, I think, because I would say, especially in India, but many other places as well, there is this idea that you can activate the third eye, and how could that happen, and what would be meant by that, and when I speak about the mind, it is actually not, it is the mind is really what we're using for our analytical thinking, for our separating thinking, and all those kind of things that are useful for our practical daily work and using numbers and writing and all these kind of things. But the point is that this kind of a separating mind that we are downloading and using for all these practical daily things, they are not necessarily conducive to our spiritual enlightenment. I think more and more people today realize that there is some kind of a contradiction between heart and mind, and there is an increasing feeling that we should be guided by our hearts, which is not separating, which is the unity core, so to speak. And so what I see happening when somebody gets a spiritual enlightenment is actually that somehow the mind is actually deactivated. This analytical mind loses temporarily its power. It loses its deconnected from its anchoring point in the pineal gland. And as that happens, the pineal gets this fuller vision without any kind of obstructions by the mind. So what is interesting about this theory, there are many things interesting about it, is that it doesn't mean you don't have to think that this particular organ has some kind of an magical properties or so. Rather, it gets such a critical role because it's a central point in the brain, and it's the very point where the mind gets to be anchored, and the mind, again, it doesn't come from the brain. The mind comes from the outside, I'm presenting a completely new theory as to what is the role of the pineal gland, how it is related to spiritual enlightenment, and how it is related to the mind.
I agree with you, Dr. Kellerman, and this is phenomenal. Those of you tuning in tonight, this is Jethro Smith, Gina Flanagan, and Dr. Carl Joanne Kellerman, and that is exactly, me and Gina have for years been, they've teased us and stuff, we are both born with this gift, we have this ability. They always said in my family, I was dropped on my head. Other ones said there's other reasons for this energy, but I agree with you so much, because the new age and the theories that they have is exactly what you're proving with your work to be what we've said for many years. I mean, Gina, we were sitting here discussing not only 2 years ago, Dina got in trouble because she was saying that the 2012 Mayan calendar wasn't the end of the world. Other people were telling her, oh, Dina, we're having this other situation. We're ascending. We're, oh, my gosh, we're getting energy. And Dina's like, okay, and your point, we've been doing this for like 20 years. And other people were saying, well, where was the good energy? And just exactly what you just said there, Dina, you talked about the fact that our sixth sense, and I love what you're saying us. So, Dina, can you, I mean, you can, you're obviously, I can hear your mind clicking over there. We've got all these people going, Jethro, we always do readings. Go to psychicsgonewild.com and get a reading. We're having fun talking. You guys are getting such a positive work. I have a lot of you guys complimenting. So this is one of the best shows they've listened to. It's so much better than just us sitting, reading, and you guys calling in week after week. We can't do that. We have a lot of individuals telling me that they're going, Jethro, we love the doctor. You've got to come back, doctor. I know we've got you on again next month. We've got other people looking. Dina, talk to this man. What are you feeling about this? Do you feel that your pineal gland is...
I do. I've always had that thought, but there's not a lot of reading on it or research on it. So the fact that it's here is just fascinating to me, because everything you're writing and talking about makes complete sense that a lot of people just don't get, I guess. You talk to people and they kind of look at you like you have two heads. And so to me, I'm connecting with that because the pineal gland, I've always felt was a part of it, but I have nothing to back it up with. It was just a thought or a theory I had. So I think you definitely, it's fascinating all that you're saying, because it's backing up a lot that I already thought and believed in.
Dina's our unconventional, but conventional psychic. We love her. We found out that Dina is 5'2", 90-pound, attractive, beautiful blonde. For years, we've joked because I had the wrong person on here. I had a person on the show, and the picture I first put on here was some lady who, let's just say, might be a good wrestler. That wasn't Dina. But what we found out, the real Dina is here, and she's just as strong in the energy. We love you, doctor. We got people writing in the Psychics Gone Wild. Let's grab the prizes here, you guys. We got psychicsgonewild.com. I'm giving you one more minute, and then I'll grab a prize, and we'll give away a necklace. We've got a T-shirt tonight we're giving away. We've got some Linda Irwin collage music, those of you who listened in. It's phenomenal. She rocks. We love her. She's here on Thursdays with Jan and Lynn. I've got a person here writing that going, ask this doctor, why is it that if the conscious is helping me open up and actually do my energy, why would the subconscious also be closing? Why do I feel like I'm losing part of my spirituality? Am I giving this away, doctor, or does this make sense that maybe it's something I'm personally going through?
Well, I don't think I can answer that. I don't think I can answer that. You know, I look upon consciousness as it's a unified field, you might say. Everything is connected to it. And I, even what is subconscious, what we call subconscious is, I believe, something that is sort of hidden by a filter that we have in our mind that blocks its access from ourselves. But I don't know if that's useful. I didn't quite get it.
I appreciate it, and that's what we got, and I'm having them write, Ellen, we know what exactly. I got to tell you, I wanted to make sure I read it right. I went back over it. Ellen, I'm asking you to write us back on Facebook and give us another way that help the doctor so we can answer your question. Mark is writing me here from Tennessee. I have been listening in tonight, and I find this Dr. Carl very fascinating. I got to tell you, Jethro, the Mayan calendar has been so intense. Is there any thoughts the doctor has on the new things and what's happening with the readings of the Mayan calendar? Was there some things that actually happened? Because I know that people thought the Mayan calendar was going to be the end of the world. How does he explain that?
Yeah.
What do you think,
right.
Doctor? Help us.
Yeah, well, to begin with, you know, there was no Mayan source that said that there would be an end of the world. Absolutely no Mayan source. So this is something that was invented by modern people, and Hollywood played a big role and made a lot of money from their movie saying that this is the end of the world and so forth. But it was just a made-up thing. And even though we might take note of the fact that apparently a lot of people are wired in such a way that they tend to believe that there is some kind of an end to the world. But that's not the Maya who are saying that. That's other people. And the second thing is that not even the calendar came to an end. So the calendar continues. These waves of divine evolution that I mentioned earlier, they are actually just continuing, but there is a significant shift that took place. It's true that there was a very significant shift taking place a few years ago, and what that shift meant was that a new kind of a mind without any filters became, for the first time in human history, became available. And so there are many waves. There are nine different waves that the Mayan calendar system describes, and they are all continuing. But only in 2011 was this new wave that does not have any filter became available. And so that's the reason why that we see this in, you know, an increasing number of people that feel this kind of a oneness with the universe, with the divine, with one another, with the nature, and so forth. It's becoming more prevalent. People are what you might say spiritually awakening, and yet the other waves that did not provide this kind of a unity consciousness, other waves that usually have some kind of a dualistic framework for the mind, they're still running on. They're going on in parallel, so to speak. And that's the reason that not everyone has accessed this highest wave in the Mayan calendar system, the ninth wave, to be exact. And I do want to say that the wave that was activated a few years ago, it is the wave with the highest frequency, the highest frequency of change, and there won't come any higher frequency actually in the Mayan calendar system, and it is now available, but I would say it does require of us an intention. We're not forced to download orbs or forced to download anything else. But if we are working, if we're setting our intentions that this is, I wanna be part of this unblocked reality where my mind sees the unity of all things, then we will have to make that, set that intention, make that commitment, and find our own individual ways of working towards that kind of a goal. It won't happen automatically, but it's now possible. Something is now possible that was not possible only a few years ago. And that's the enormous power of prediction that the Mayan calendar has given to us.
See, and yet strong minds and great minds work alike. Kadena and you are like twins. I'm so scared. We have been going through this for 3 years, and a lot of individuals call in. They tease her with the other. But Dina, I've been saying that, Dina, everything you're saying, I'm excited. I'm just thrilled. This has been an entertaining, intellectual, stimulating show. I do want to grab, I know 856, you've been with a long time, 630-405. We have 1 minute left. I want to welcome all of you, 317, all of you friends that are writing. And going, Jethro, this was worth listening to. I'm going to go out and buy the book now. We want to thank you, Doctor. I know we got to let you go. We've got your website there. I want to quickly tell everybody to go to the Doctor's HTTP website. It's his last name, kalaman.com/72. I'm sorry, the phone's cutting out. that volume one explains. And it's like, those of you tune in, make sure you go there. Doctor, you'll be back with us this month. We're looking forward to talking some more.
Wonderful.
Thank you. We will talk to you.
It's so fun.
You were fun too.
Thank you.
What a great. And those of you tune in, Mercury retrograde still, we got to have our phenomenal guest, Lynn, you know, and Dina, you were going to tell everybody where they can get a reading from you if they are ready to have one of those strong, real strong readings by Dina.
You can call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. Or you can find all that information through the Psychic Gone Wild site.
And we love all of you guys. You guys tune in. We're going to have a contest this month. First person that sends me that they bought a reading off of Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com, and they have to buy it on the site and sends me that, will win a $200 prize. So you need to do this because we need to know who's out there going to our sites and who's just calling going, give me a reading, give me a reading. We want to give you some fun, and we're going to next week. We want to say yay to Dr. Coleman. What a phenomenal man, Dina.
Well, that was awesome. It was like listening to me. You were right. I'm like, whoa, he was in my mind.
We love all of you guys. We will be back next week, and it'll be Wednesday night, and we'll be doing it right. Remember, stay wild. It's the way to be.